Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 212. Today is Saturday, April 18th, 2020. I'm your host, Leda, and joining me this week is Niecy, co-hosting. Still do it the wrong way. There she is.
That's okay.
Thank you. Still not used to being on this side of the screen.
That's okay.
I'm used to being on that side, pointing that way. So that way, whichever.
At least my camera's not upside down, because usually it is for the art stream. So
that's always a good thing. I just have to say, welcome, chat room. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. Thank you to those listening on the podcast as well. So thank you. Zortz is 24 months subscribed. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Chris is 20 months. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Mrs. Jami, 20 bits. Thank you. Like, what a wonderful start to the show. So thank you. Thank you very much for that. I just want to let you know, we're going to have a short show. I'm not feeling the best, so it's not going to be an hour or so, okay? Just to let you know. Oh, Crash Landing. Thank you. 19 months. Guys, you are truly... Thank you very much for all your support. It is muchly appreciated. So thank you for that. But let's get on with it, because as I said, I'm not feeling the best today. I do hope everyone had a lovely Easter break. For those that got to eat chocolate, happy chocolate day and all those kinds of fun things. Hope you had a nice time. And we are back, so yeah, we've got a few things we do need to discuss this week. However, let's start off with our weeks. We'll start off with our weeks. Wow, Niecy, you know, I know that, you know, you don't have that many tunes, really. You know,
no,
not
right.
Yeah, light week.
Hoping when Shadowlands kicks in, combat might get a little bit faster, so you know, I can actually get more done. But
anything's,
you know,
possible.
yeah, you know, we can just have to wait that one out. But
yes.
Was a big bloodthirsty week as usual. I'm still working on the same five that I have been lately. Got the Hunter to level 69.
Nice.
Stone's favorite number.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Guardian Druid up to level 38. She's hanging out in Feralis at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Waiting my options, don't know where I'm going soon. I might be going over to Winter Spring when I hit 40. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Holy Priest is hanging in Feralis with the Guardian Druid, and she hit 36.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The Discipline Priest. She is hanging out in Azuna this week. Well, this level set, shall we say.
Okay.
She's been there since 98. She got up to 102.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
My Warlock.
Yes.
My bloodthirsty Warlock.
How's she going?
Is becoming a thorn on my side. I know you love the Warlocks.
I
don't
do.
Know what it is about mine. Maybe I'm in the wrong spec. Maybe I'm just...
No, you're not. You're Destro. You're Destro.
Yeah,
you're fine.
Destro. I was very concerned because I was looking at the date and I'm like, yeah, that buff's going away on the 20th. This was a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Lord, help me. Because I'm sitting here trying to do the math, right? And I'm like, well, if it's taking me approximately 6 to 7 hours with the buff rested... to get one level in BFA, I was like, oh no.
Ooh,
I'm like,
yep.
So we're going to have to double that when the buff goes away. And I'm like, oh shit, 14 hours to get a level? And I was like, no. And I was just like, this is going to be like a 3-day project now.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. I was like, maybe they'll extend the buff. That would be really nice of Blizzard, since you know, so many people are
maybe
stuck inside.
Yeah.
And can't go anywhere.
Anything's possible.
And then you know, like a day or two ago, they made the announcement, yeah, we're going to extend it until Shadowlands pre-patch hits. And I'm like, thank you. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So yes. Now I can kind of relax a little bit on that one and be like, okay, we got time. We can do this now in a more manageable fashion. So yes. That was a relief. And I did get her to 114 this week.
Nice.
So. Nice. I'm like, oh no. So I was just like, yeah, no. Russell was looking at me and I was telling him the math and he's like, oh shit. he's like, this is why I can't do this. Yeah. And he's like, you're gonna have to spend like 3 days on that. I'm like, yup. And he's like, no. I was like, yeah.
It's big numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a couple other projects that the two of us are working on outside of WoW. So I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be getting back to Fallout anytime soon. But yeah, I also got the iron leveled this week on stream. Went from 48 to 51. Not bad. Nice. I had a short window to work with. Mm-hmm. And I can only take questing in small blocks anyway. So
yes.
It's a scary world out there at times. But I did get through that. I was kind of debating on where to go, and I had to spend some time traveling because I changed my plans entirely and went somewhere else because I wasn't feeling prowess anymore, and I was like, let's just leave. So left and went to Winterspring on her, and then, you know, something special has been going on this week. We had a WoW holiday start. And Noble Garden doesn't have much in the way of XP value that you can do per day. But with the buff, it has helped, and it's something, because my dig sites are crap right now, and I'm afraid to go dig because they all suck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm not risking the digging right now. So I was like, oh, you know, I really should hop on her this week, and I managed to just barely get her to level 98.
Nice.
And she'll probably go back to collecting dust until Children's Week, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, she's a very slow work in progress.
Yeah, it's, I mean, still impressive. With the Bloodthirsties, question, with the Bloodthirsties, are you concentrating on the rare kills for the anything under, what, hundreds? Or anything under 60s, or
that's an interesting question, and I probably shoot myself in the foot doing it this way because I know a lot of other people are all about the rares. They're only logging in to kill the rares and then they're logging back out. I don't. I will kill rares that are in my grinding loop that I do up until a certain level. So depending on where I'm at, I think I'm consistently going after rares up until level 30. As soon as I hit Hinterlands, if I see a rare that I'm comfortable with, that I come across, okay. Yeah. But after that, I don't go out of my way for them anymore because there's too much weirdness going on with them.
Yeah.
You know, and then once I hit Pandaria, I stop touching them at all. Because there's one in Kata that I come across, and I'll only touch it if I'm on a certain class.
Yeah.
Hunter, it can handle. The others that I touched it with, I probably shouldn't have. Because I almost didn't get out of that fight. I was in a panic. So I was like, no, not touching that one again. I think it was Cyrus the Black over by Oldham. No. Yeah, in Oldham, near Lost City of Tolbert.
Yeah.
He has a couple different spawn points out there. And I went after him on the druid that ended up not making it through BFA. And I was in a panic on her. I'm like, why did I touch this rare? Why did I touch this rare? I'm not touching this rare unless it's on a hunter. Because he's got a really bad fear that sends you pretty far. And I'm like, yeah, no. Hunter, if it fears the pet, you're fine.
Yeah.
But other classes, probably just safer not to touch it.
Yeah.
Like to err on the extreme side of caution lately because I'm just like too many weirdnesses going on. And it's just... it might take me longer to get there, but at least in theory, I might stand a better chance at surviving.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't even go to Eastern Plaguelands anymore. The mobs hit me too hard, and those damn gargoyles fear me all over the place.
Yeah.
Too much risk for picking up other mobs. But, yeah, usually around 30, I start backing off. There's a couple I'll go after in Feralis. There's, like, two specific ones, and then after that, no.
Yeah.
But, yeah... like, except for the odd one or two after 30, you know, as soon as I hit Kata and Pandaria, I'm done.
Yeah.
No more rares.
And then it's just the grind. And like you said, having a grind path just to make it that you're not standing in the one spot.
Yeah. And I move around because of that one weirdness with the stat that gives experience and honor on the kill.
Yep.
Sometimes it's not registering your kills correctly. Mm-hmm. So if you're standing in one spot and you've out-leveled that area of what the old level cap was, it kind of stops counting all of them. So then your kills stats get a little funky and you might end up flipping a yellow flag by accident.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm just going to move. I'm going to avoid any problems. Mm. And I can't sit in one spot too long. I just can't. Yeah. I get fidgety and then I start zoning out too hard and then I get in trouble. So it's like, I have my certain spots. I know what to expect in those certain spots. And, you know, I go from there, but I have to move. I can't stay in one spot.
Yeah.
I just can't.
And I mean, I suppose that's the same with right across playing any game, especially with WoW and with the challenges. Everyone's got their way that they do things. And it's nice to hear how, you know, how you do things compared to how I do a Bloodthirsty or a pacifist, to hear other people, how they play their tunes, which is, you know,
multitudes of ways to approach
absolutely.
It. It's fascinating to hear how everybody goes after it, because some people are willing to do stuff that I'm like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, because I've been down the road so many times and I've like, I've had a bad experience with that. But hey, if you're going to do that, that's fine. You know, if that works for you. If you're used to it and you know what to expect from it, hey, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I probably am a little bit harder on myself with cutting out the rares so early, or most of them so early, but I'm on a normal server also.
Yeah.
So finding them up when you're in a shared realm holding tank, per se, is extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I've kind of come to expect them to not be there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to matter what time of day I'm playing, a lot of the times they're not there.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot more people playing lately. Well, because of the buff. So it's been interesting out there, but lots of helpful people. Maybe a little too helpful at times for me for what I'm doing. I would appreciate it on my normal, on my challenger.
Not so much.
But you know, they're like, oh, I'm gonna kill these mobs over here in the spot that I'm grinding in Azuna. I know it's a quest hub area, so I am careful that I'm standing off to the side. And there's a whole bunch of these things all over the place, and they'll be killing down the other end of this spot that I'm at, and then they're like, oh, you're killing one, I need that to finish my quest, let me bring my other six mobs over and tag it. And I'm like, no, get away,
just leave me to my XP.
Six feet away, buddy, you can have all the rest.
It
was just like, you're not social distancing, buddy. And I was just like so mad because it was like four people in a row. And I'm like, really? And I was just so mad. I was
so many show titles right there. I'm just writing them down because it's so funny. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Needy no want any parts.
Needy no want. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
So.
Well, it is.
It's been a busy week.
I was just, before I get into that, I was gonna say that one of the things, as he just said, that he he died at 66, drowned yesterday. Sorry, Azzy. And apparently, it's now always Azzy's turn. So there we go. It's not our turn at all. Which is good. So thank you.
I'm not laughing at you.
Thank you, Azzy. Thank you, Azzy. Yeah. So sorry.
I think Stir owes you one now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Could level a low level one and sacrifice it for you, so you feel like it's not
sacrifice it to the gods. Exactly. Yeah. And Fair says that she likes seeing the different approaches too, which I think is you know, once again, not. It helps expand our knowledge and helps how we play. So
absolutely.
You know,
I mean, you knowledge learn is stuff that you might not have done before.
Exactly. Before. Just always remember, if your gut says no, if your gut is telling you, should I? Don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been proven by that one before.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Well, my week has been pacifists, of course, because I had to make another pacifist.
Yeah, since I
got the big girl 2 Max. So that was very exciting the other week. So I made the gnome rogue last week, and I think we were at like level 3. So this week I've taken her from 3 to 26. So you've been
making some steady progress on that one.
Yeah, it's just been zooming through, actually. It's really chill. I keep saying this. You don't know unless you try it, but you know, picking flowers in New Tinkertown, mine and all, it's just fun. Even with the way that the level is now, with it, you know, staying until 60, it's not too bad. It's still very chill. So that's been quite good. And doing the fishing and cooking dailies obviously helps. And doing the Noble Garden, pop over and hand in the chocolates, that's been good. So we're, you know, I feel okay with her. She's getting there. And then my Tauren Druid this week, she got a few levels as well, but she hit 79 yesterday, I think it was. So, over there
in Sholazar, or?
Still Sholazar. Okay. So doing fishing, cooking dailies in both Thunderbluff, because Thunderbluff is the best place for Horde
is
side.
It? I've never done the pacifist on the Horde side.
Yes, definitely. I don't go anywhere else. I just take it straight back to Thunderbluff. So it's been there, do the Dalaran, unless, of course, Marcia Chase is like, no, go get me some blood in the water. Oh, no, let's go into Winter's Grasp. And I'm like, Marcia,
yeah,
Marcia, come on, seriously. But she's been fairly kind the last few days, which has been good. So, and then taking over to do pretty much the Bloodhoof to do the chocolate. So it's just been steady, and then pop back to Sholazar and around in circles, picking.
Can you imagine the ore, how busy
picking the ore
Sholazar is gonna be with all of the pacifists come Shadowlands when we can level in any expansion we want?
Gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
So we will have to see. Yeah. So anyway, but speaking of Shadowlands, that's the other thing that I did do this week, is I did some alpha testing. So I popped in and I made an iron and a working man, because I thought that would be a good way to try look at professions to see what the professions is. So the iron, I made an undead warlock. Like, guys, really? Would you really expect me to make anything else?
If you
like,
made
seriously.
Anything else, we would worry.
I know, right? So. Exactly. So I made the undead warlock. I turned up. I won't give away too much, other than the fact that my only choice was to start in Death Knoll. That was fine. I leveled through that. Hit level 10. Got my riding at 10. That was interesting. Being a warlock, I didn't have to pay for it. Cha-ching. That was even better. So at the moment, I've got her at level 10. Dungeons popped up at 7, which obviously do not come into play for anyone other than if you're on a team.
That's going to be weird.
Iron teams and obviously green teams. So that was a bit weird. When I hit level 10, pretty much a lot of dungeons opened. Like, a lot. So dungeons seemed to go from kind of like 7 to 60 was, you know, various
weird.
Different degrees. So it was kind of like, okay.
This is very weird.
So I managed to get on the iron, I managed to get some, like, white gear didn't seem to be a problem. Vendors were still there. And again, guys, look, we're in alpha, so things change. leveling seemed to go quite well. I thought it went, like, I wouldn't say quickly. I felt I think I did a slash played, and I didn't write it down, but it didn't take me that long to get to level 10, which I was surprised at.
You said it was maybe like an hour and 40 minutes or something.
It was like under
that.
I think it was under 2 hours play time, so it was kind of like, oh.
Which doesn't seem that bad.
No.
Not if you're actually reading the quest, and considering it is alpha, so you're not sure what they're throwing at you or what might be weird.
And everyone knows, like, when I quest, I'm not like some of you guys that just go shroom, like, your quest, and all of a sudden you're like from 1 to 60, and I'm like, where did that happen? I'm looking around here, and then I get sidetracked to go over here, and then I go, oh, shiny stuff, so we go over there. So, you know, I think for under 2 hours, me 1 to 10 wasn't too bad. Yeah. So that was fine. So no, that was not in the new zone at all. So this was in Death Null in Tiraswell. So I've left her there for the moment. So we'll see. I've got the writing. I've got a quest that we can move on to. I got some green stuff, which I vended. So everything kind of looks, what could we class, normal? Other than the fact that these different things are popping up way earlier than you are used to. I did take on a couple of rares because, you know, that's what I do. So I did hunt down a couple of rares, and they were two levels. I think they were two levels ahead. I took down Bane, you know, the demon dog. So I think I was like level 5, it was level 7, and I thought
too far off how it is now.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna know. I mean, if I die, so what? I'm only, you know, we're only testing, it's fine. But wasn't too bad. Even the spider in the chimney in where the farmers are managed to get that down. So yeah, so that felt fairly normal iron to me, to a degree. So that was good. Then I decided I would make a working man, and I thought, well, okay, I've done the horde side, so what would I do with a working man? I would, you know, let's try out a night elf hunter, because that is a big playstyle for a lot of people. So I made the working man night elf, and I was waiting to see if there was going to something would pop up, and no, it took me straight to Exile Island. So this is the new area. There was no choice. So I couldn't get out of it. Now obviously we're testing it. So that part of it was kind of a bit, you know, where you freak out. And as I said, look, I have never done an alpha, and it's been a really long time since I have participated in a beta, because normally I do not do this stuff because I don't like the spoils and all of that. But for the love of you guys and for doing this, we need, you know, we need to be able to do it.
Got a lot of testing ahead of me,
I need to do it. So, I would say it is definitely an alpha thing. So it seems to be Horde side at the moment is going straight into their zones, their normal starting area. Alliance isn't, and I'll explain why that is in a moment. But I get to Exile Island, and I'm like, right, okay, well, we're doing working man, so we can quest. Obviously, if I was, you know, on a bloodthirsty, we're gonna have issues. And if I'm on pacifist, we're gonna have issues. So, it was a matter of, okay, let's go working man and let's see how we go. Now, pretty much, even if I was iron, I felt wouldn't have been too much of an issue. I think I got my first level green at about a level 4 from a quest, on the isle.
Okay.
And so I was kind of like, Okay, sweet. It's really cute. I really liked it. It was very easy to follow through. I'm not going to give spoilers away for it, but I found it was quite fun for me. Maybe after a few times I've done it, might get a bit like it, but I really enjoyed it. However, when I got to the end, so there's obviously a point that you'll get to, and then you've got to get off the island. And right at the end, it gives you, I had to go into a dungeon. And I'm like, what? And there was quite a few words said. Because I'm like going, what choice is this? This is no choice. I can't get off. What do I do? So obviously I did it, which ends up being a solo dungeon with two NPCs. And I was like, okay. So I had to go through all of that, and then I get to the end boss and had no idea what I was doing, so I died. Fantastic. That was great. And then I had to run back to my body, which that part in itself was fine, but when you're in a dungeon that you don't know, that has got multiple levels,
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I'm running around, around, around in circles. It's quite funny. I mean, you would have been
I can
absolutely killing
imagine, because
yourself.
yeah, I get lost in a round room, so yeah, I can
I
imagine not knowing
was.
what level you were on.
So I think it took me like another about 7 minutes to figure out where the hell my where I had to get back to, and then I realized what I needed to do to actually kill this boss to get out, which I then managed to do. So that was interesting, but I didn't have a choice at the moment to go between, because apparently there is a choice, supposed to be a choice coming
Yeah, I was gonna say, I
that you
thought that they had
go.
said that you could choose whether you wanted to go to the island or stay in your normal starting zone,
Yes,
but they might
so
have forced you into the new one just for testing purposes.
yes, so I would say so. So after I got there, we got we take a you get a Griffin flight over to Stormwind. You land in Stormwind, so I got to Stormwind and I was like, well, if she's a working man, I know she's already dead, but let me go test a couple of things because I want to see when we get professions, are we getting XP, you know, that kind of thing. So I ran her over, we picked up the mining and herbing because what else are you gonna do? Which you can pick up at level 5 for
Okay.
professions. So that was interesting to know that. And away I went. So I tore out into Elwynn Forest and I found some copper ore, mined it, got XP, found some peace bloom, herbed it, got some XP. So I was like, okay, all right, well, this is good. This is good to know. So that's where she is. I think I might have dinged 11 on her or nearly 11. So yeah, so that's the testing that I had
So, I
done.
mean, that's good because it looks like they haven't
Positive.
taken XP away yet from gathering so far. So, I mean, that's a
Yes,
plus. And
that's a
but
plus.
we're not 100% sure on that. We'll figure it out more as alpha turns into beta and things get more
Yes,
solid and finalized, but you
exactly.
know, it's
So then
we
I
don't
made
know.
a third character because I thought, well, I really want to test a pacifist. So I thought, okay, let's go. If I'm going to do a pacifist, I've done the night elf, so let's change. We'll do the gnome rogue because I wanted to see how it'll work with, you know, the saps and the stats and all of that. So I made the gnome rogue. I log into her and I'm on the boat leading to Exile Island, and I'm like, this isn't gonna
Yellen.
work. Right. So one of the first quests you get there is go stab the training dummies, and I'm like, this is
Nope.
not gonna be good. So I could not log out. I went to log out. It wouldn't let me log out. And I was like, right. Just wouldn't let me log out because I was on the ship going back and forth. I was like, eh. So, yeah. So I had to do the, you know, the alt F4 thing and shut it all down. And I was like, right. So we're not going to test the PASI on an Alliance tune at the moment because Alliance tunes are not giving me the choice to start at either their starting zone. It's going straight into the new experience.
I mean, the network might not be in place yet for us to choose which one we want to go to, but they do want the new area tested, so yes. I think they're forcing the Alliance side there right now, and then Horde, you're just in your normal zone. They might flip it in another week or two.
That's right. So we'll see. So I think I'll look at trying to start a Horde pacifist at some stage just to see. I haven't logged in on a second Horde tune, but I am fully guessing that that's what it is Alliance is over testing the newer starting area, and Horde is just going into their starting zone. So
yeah, I mean, it's
been interesting so far. So we'll see. Again, you know, we're only in Alpha. It's been, what, two weeks?
Like, what, the second week? So, yeah. It's really, really early
Alpha. So there's lots to do. And, so again, we won't be getting forced to do anything that, from what I've read and from what I've seen that the devs have said, there will be that choice. But at the moment in testing, there's not that choice. So which kind of bummed me because I was kind of waiting for that choice to be like, do I make the choice? Will I go have a look? And then I was like, oh, I don't get a choice. You know how disappointing it is when you kind of expect that choice and then you're not given it and you're like, oh. So that's what I've done.
I'm surprised by a lot of the stuff, but then I'm like, oh, we need to do a lot of testing for a lot of different challenges. So yes. It's not going to have that luxury this time, but you know, it is what it is, and the name of the challenge.
Yes. So I'll keep playing around. They did an update this week. There was some new stuff added for the bigger guys that are testing like the level 50 to 60 range. At the moment, I'm not doing that. I want to check out the starting zones and see how all of that's going to fly with the starting a new challenge, you know, a new tune. I'm hoping to, at some stage, though, jump in and start on a level 50 and strip it and, like, you know, remove all the bits and pieces I need to with the clothes and then take it out and just see how things hit.
So
that I'm planning to do at some stage. I'm just not sure when I will do that, but it's so we'll see. We'll see how it goes, but know that I know I'm definitely in there having a bit of a play around. Reported a couple of bugs that popped up, you know, a couple of things that were just not quite sitting right, and so we'll see. So that's pretty much been my week. I think it's been busy enough. But
just a little bit.
Yes,
this
definitely.
This week has just been a whirlwind. Like, where did it go?
It's been a crazy week, definitely. Okay, all right, let's go on to, where's my news? Here we go. I think it's this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so we've got a couple of things. Noble Garden has been going. It is only a one-week event. It's one of those that we don't often get, only a one-week world event. Noble Garden is one of those. Now, it ends on the
19th, I think, at midnight. 19th. But I don't know if that's the 18th into the 19th at midnight, or if it's the 19th into the 20th at midnight. It might be ending tonight. I don't know. Get it in quick.
Yeah. So you've got maybe a day or two of, if you're getting, you know, collecting the chocolates. There's not a huge amount of, like, dailies. There's really only one daily. Once you do the initial, there's only one. Remember, do not equip the basket, okay, especially the green basket that you get for the reward, and don't equip any of the finery that you get, like the pants, the dress, because they're all green. They're all green items. So unless you're a bloodthirsty shouldn't be over there, unless you get one in the chocolate. And if you're a green man, fine. But for an iron or a passy or working man, definitely be very, very careful.
Noble Garden is this weird little holiday that the bloodthirsties can half-assedly participate in. Like, you can't do any of the quests, but if you really want something from the vendor, you can collect the eggs.
And there was
in for them.
There was nothing new this year, which really disappointed me, because I do love doing my world events, and it was a little bit disappointing to see there wasn't, you know, like some even just a little cute pet, please, just a little cute pet would have been so nice, but no. So if you haven't got any of those things, there's mount. What do we got? Mount, toys, and pets. If you collect that,
I think there's a toy maybe.
Go collect eggs.
Yeah, there's like three pets, I think.
Yes.
And then, you know, the gear that you most of the challengers can't wear.
Yes, exactly. So, still a couple of days on that. Now, the other thing that I woke up to yesterday, which I kind of was like, what? Which you had previously mentioned, we have had this Winds of Wisdom buff for the past basically, 3 weeks? 2-3 weeks. Yeah. Blizzard has turned around and they have said, you know what, we are going to give that to you until Shadowlands pre-patch. So that's 9.0. That's when 9.0 drops, guys.
Yeah,
we're only in alpha, okay? We are only like 2 weeks into alpha. We have still got to go through beta.
Still going with my predicted timeline of about the same timeline BFA dropped is what I'm thinking in my head. Just because alpha's kind of lining up the same way BFA did. I'm thinking maybe August, September.
It's interesting. So you cannot right click this off again, challenges, go have at it, because there is nothing that we can do about this buff. Like, you're welcome, Blizzard. You thank Blizzard very much and say, go to it, have fun, see what you can do, take you to 120, go for it, because it is a very nice thing to have at this moment, because when it goes away, like when Nisi was saying, we're going to feel it. Yes. 24 hours played to get to 66 for Azzy. Yeah. So, you know, have fun with it. Also, the other thing which I don't know about yet, we will have to check on, but they are also giving a rep bonus. Now, as much as rep is not something that we overly chase as a challenge tune, it's supposed to start on April the 20th and go until May the 18th. We will need to see if this will be a removable buff or not. If they're going to make that it's not like the Winds of Wisdom buff, then that's fine. If it can't be removed, there's nothing that we can do.
Yeah.
If it can be removed, then you need to take it off. So as soon as tomorrow or Tuesday, I'm guessing when the maintenance or something kicks in.
One of us should be awake in the wee hours when it kicks over.
We will double check. Midnight. Exactly. So Blizzard has been overly generous, which is fantastic. Lovely to see. There's a lot of people back playing, obviously, and
which is good.
which is always a good thing. So thank you, Blizzard, for that. Okay, now a couple of things from this week that I wanted to mention with the website. The API, as everyone knows, not only has it been wonky, but it was down for a period during the week. Blizzard took it down and had to fix some stuff, but it still seems to be, it's a bit chaos out there. So Arminia, thank you for all that you do. It's I know he's been working very hard to get everything stabilized, but it's very hard when you're working with obviously a code that's wonky at the moment coming from that. So thank you, Arminia. Anyway, other than that, did we have to mention anything else about the website? I feel like I'm missing something. No.
You see anything weird with your challenger, please do let us know politely through Discord or Twitter DM or something, Facebook message, and we will pass it on to Arminia to take a look at.
Yes.
It might not get looked at right that second because time zones and life and jobs, but IRL. It will be put on his list. And, you know, if Arminia lets one of us know that he thinks he's fixed it, we'll tell you to go ahead and try it again. Or to, you know, let us know if it's still not right.
But, yes.
You know, we are passing the stuff on to him, and he is looking at it as he's getting the chance to.
Exactly. And on that note, I also want to just remind people that as much, please don't be a dick about these things. Don't send any kind of either harassing message to any of us or to Arminia. Like, we know things are a little bit crazy. We also have, you know, real lives, that we've got families, we've got work, all of that kind of thing. So as much as we know it is frustrating with the API being wonky as hell and creating havoc for all of us, we are doing the best that we can with what we're working with. So
we know you guys are please frustrated at
times. Understand.
We're frustrated too.
But
you know, we can only do so much.
Exactly.
And the best we can do is pass it on to Arminia to try to track down where the gremlin is to try to fix it. See if it is on our end or if it's on Blizzard's end. Because sometimes it's us, sometimes it's not us. So yes. I mean, if it's a Blizzard issue, we have to wait till Blizzard fixes it on their end before we can fix it on our end.
Just remember.
And there,
I was just going to say, just remember, don't be a dick. Will Wheaton's rule applies to, you know, if you're in direct messages with the mods or with the admin team. So please just keep that in mind. That's the main thing.
There was one more thing. I don't know if we talked about it. A new add tune button has been added to the top of the menu bar, or just above the menu bar. It's near the WoW Challenges logo at the top on the left. So you should be able to access that from
any nice big button now. Right up the top. So that will make life a bit easier. I know he's also working on the team stuff to make the team pages better. I know he's also working on the state of the challenges. Like, he is working, as well as all the API stuff, he's also formatting the pages to make the pages better for us, to make it easier for us to read.
It's a process.
It is. It is a lot of work, guys. He is tirelessly doing this. So again, we say thank you. And if there's any issues, please let us know and we will pass them on to him.
Andy, you're not harassing me. You're fine.
Yes. Bad puns on, well, puns.
Take a bad pun over someone actually giving me a hard time over something I have no control of.
Exactly. So again, and I, as I said, look, 99% of people, you guys are fantastic, respectful, patient, and we appreciate that. It's just, you know, not necessarily everyone is. So, if we need the ban hammer, it will come out. So just, you know, just keep that in mind, because we're not going to tolerate that crap, okay? Alrighty. Let's do the state of the challenges. I think we have got it in a pretty good spot this week, so...
I think so.
Alrighty. Yes, so that's it. We bring in the big guns when we need to ban. Thank you, Zorts. I was going to say, should have a little... you know, Zorts pop up that's like, I'm here, bam. All right, Irons, let's do it. State of the challenges, go for it.
All right, here we go. Iron list, in 10th this week, we have 98 at 79. 9th, Jang Lurb at 88. 8th, Iron Star at 93, but RIP. 7th was Asylum at 93. 6th was Excellent at 100. 5th was Jang Lurb, I guess the name we used, at 101, but RIP.
I'm guessing.
It's what it looks like, because it's spelled exactly the same. 4th was Feril. Probably butchered the heck out of that one. 101 RIP. 3rd was Double XP at 104. 2nd, Azzy at 110, but RIP. And 1st was Silly Stir at 111 this week.
You did get 2 spots, Azzy. Nice. Yay, you. Go you. Awesome. All right. Bloods, let's have a look at number 10 this week. We have got Soul Survivor at 38. Number 9 is Ensorcel?
I think so.
It's Cell. I know it's Cell. It's Cell. Is 39. Number 8 this week is BT Taco. Yep. That I have to always check. That's the only way to read it. I'm not going to go Octo, but that's kind of, well, that's kind of right. So that's tacos. 45 taco. Well done. Number 7 is Lock Zorts at 63. Zorts, look at you. Fantastic. Number 6 is Angry Taco. RIP 64. Oh, taco. No. So sorry. Number 5 is Nisi at 69. 4 this week is Iron Man Paff at 71. 3 is Soul Snuffer. Hey. Every single time I have to read it with my eyes first. 102. Well done. Number 2 is Soul Stoned at 114. And number 1 is 5 Chesty, who hit 120, but of course is yellow flagged for blood. So that does not count. But 120 to 5 Chesty, which we will talk about in a moment.
In a minute.
So Pacifist, go for it, Nisi.
Okay, Pacifist this week, 10th, we have, I'm not going to say this right, and I am sorry, Zynokill at 51. 9th, we have Angel at 51. 8th, we have Awesome Blomster at 74. 7th, we have Passive on 6 at 76. 6th, we have Passivita at 79. 5th, we have Gentle Soul at 98. 4th, we have Ferris Skye at 103. 3rd, we have Nacelles at 104. 2nd, we have Pacifist at 106. And 1st, we have 5 Chesty at 120. And this is our 7th max level Pacifist for Battle for Azeroth. So congrats to 5.
Well done, 5. Congratulations. And thank you, Nisi, for the write up. That is up on the website if you want to check that out as well. Congratulations. 5 Chesty. He's been busy over there. So, of course, he is our 7th max level passes. Who would have thought all these passes? Fair. Fair. Oh, look at that passy list. What? That's crazy.
Had like the best week out of everything.
I know. I kind of feel like, you know, Fair's probably sitting there feeling like, this is so exciting. So, yeah. So, look at that. That is fantastic. All those passes coming through. Fantastic. Alrighty. So, let's have a look at tins. We have got 4 tins this week. We have got Talon at 29. Number 3 is Cassite at 53. Number 2 is Gren Kelly? At 53 so. As well. Yeah. And number 1 is Zyarelli at 115. I think that was his pally. Zyar, that was your pally. I think that we lost the other week. Sorry about that. But yay, go Zyar. Well done. All right, greens. Let's have a look at this green list. Go for it.
This green list. I don't know what happened this week, greens.
There's a lot of red. So, there's a lot of red in the greens.
Yes, it is. It looks like Christmas. And not in a good way. So 10th, we have Algon Saw, 39 at RIP. 9th, we have Avarice at 50. 8th, we have Farah Hope at 57. 7th, we have Green Tea at 62. 6th, we have Lakami, 64, RIP. 5th, we have Tamara at 74. 4th, we have Farah Sky at 76, RIP. 3rd, we have Gren 5th, 80. 2nd, we have Kronaus at 92. And 1st, we have Farah Faith 95, but RIP.
Greens, was a little bit, ouch. So sorry about that, guys. It's, it's like there's some decent levels in there as well.
Yeah.
Damn.
The working man's giving Green Man a run for its money.
Well, let's have a look.
I don't know what happened.
Let's have a look.
Oh, this is painful. All right. 10th, we have Farah Work at 26. 9th, Work and Roar, 29, but RIP. 8th, we have Lurkst at 34. 7th, we have Working 2 at 37, but RIP. 6th, we have Ferrarona at 59. 6th, Ferrarona, okay. So 5th, Zaya Wolok at 70. I probably did not say that right, but that one tripped me up a bit. 4th, we have Zaya Weya, 75, but RIP. 3rd, we have Fairy Worky, 89, but RIP. 2, we have 5 Passy Panda at 97, and 1st Working Cell at 98, but RIP.
Yeah, Cell like that the other night, I know. So sorry, guys. Not sure what. Like, that's a bit rough.
That one hurt.
Definitely. So sorry to see all of that. Commiserations definitely on those. All right, let's have a look. We did have some teams. As I said, teams wasn't showing. I think that's because Arminia has been working on new formats and stuff for all the team stuff. However, we did get the report, so we've got a couple of iron teams this week. So number 2 was Poopoo, hit level 11. So thank you for that. And number 1 was 2nd Fuzzy Bunny Parade, hit level 20. So that was irons. There was no blood teams this week. However, there was a green team, which was the Nerdic Warriors, hit level 10. And just a reminder, guys, the team rules are up on the website because I put them there. So they are there. And just remember that it also, if your team name is inappropriate, offensive, racist, if I deem it that it is any of those things, not only myself, any of the mods, any of the admin, your name will get changed to something that we choose. All right?
And we do look at the list.
We do. Yeah. We do look at the list, most definitely. So, again, please don't be a dick when it comes to naming teams, because we're going to change it into something awfully cutesy, or I don't know, but that is part of it. So
happy with what we pick. So,
well, I mean, maybe they will be happy. I don't care, but we will change the names. So,
something more, so again, more family friendly.
It's just don't be a dick. Don't be racist. Don't be offensive. All of that kind of thing, please. Okay? Otherwise, we change it. Simple as that. And if that becomes a... No, I won't talk about that. Anyway, if there's an issue, yes, we will have to change it. Simple. Simple. Easy. We will do that. It's just, it really annoys me if I've got to do that. So, you know, cranky leader face. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So, let's do... Where is it? Where's my bumper? Here he is.
Hey, yo! It's Chit-Chat!
Again, I really want a little Zortz goblin to pop out of my... And just be like, eh. That would be really good. Oh, all right.
Would you need to have him just like pop up on the screen?
I know. Just a little pop up Zortz. That would be fun. That would be fun. Zortz.
Zortz, get on it.
A pop up Zortz. That would be awesome. Just saying. Just thinking. Yeah. All right. Let's have. Oh, this one. It's that time, as we always do. So here's the bumper.
As he's pun.
Okay, take it away. I haven't looked, so you read it. Now, tell me.
As he says, he harasses me with bad puns on Twitter. It's really not that bad. I actually like most of them. I think a lot of them are cute. I know a lot of people don't, but this one was kind of cute this week. It says, "Why did the toothbrush cross the road?" Just for a change of pace.
That's really cute.
He doesn't count, Russell. You're not over here.
That is really cute. That's really cute. I like that one. Look, double thumbs up on that one, Azzy, because that is super cute. I was totally not sure where that was going, so that kind of ended like super cute.
Russell and Zortz are in the same category this week. They're like, yeah. No. Yeah. Yes. It yeah. was cute.
Yeah. Nice.
Dave's wasn't bad either this week.
Okay. All right. Let me read this. So from Dave the Hunter says, "Why do ducks have tail feathers? To cover their butt quacks." So was not prepared for where that was going, but that is nice. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. It's nice to have a little bit of laugh. Anyway, so we appreciate you sending those in. Thank you very much. Okay, Nisi, can you take this one? Because you know all about this. Yeah. So take it to away.
Okay. So for Chit Chat this week, we had a question from Daniel. On Twitter, he asked, "Are dungeons allowed on iron teams? The rules say dungeons are okay. Please see the FAQ, but the FAQ page doesn't say anything about iron teams." Okay, so we have since rectified this issue. We did finally get the FAQ up on the website for teams, so that is in place now. If you see something that looks not quite right for iron teams on the FAQ, do let us know, and we'll take a look and double check to make sure we didn't mistype anything. So dungeons are allowed for iron teams, green teams, and bloodthirsty teams. However, if you're on a bloodthirsty team, you cannot do any of the quests in the dungeon. You're only allowed to kill mobs. You can use the dungeon finder tool to get there if you are a full team of five. You cannot use the dungeon finder tool to backfill your team. And because it counts as outside help, they're outside of your team. If you are a team of less than five, you must walk yourselves to the dungeon and walk in. You are not allowed to backfill your team if you are walking there from any means. So you cannot advertise in your guild chat or in general or defensive or trade. Any of those things. It is the members on your team, and that's it.
That's
so if you're going in with less than a team of five, well, best of luck.
Good luck.
But
and let us know how you go. Exactly, because I don't think we've had anyone try and take a team through a dungeon yet.
If they have, it wasn't successful. helpful.
Well, no one's mentioned it, so I'm curious to see. I'm really curious to see how it would go. Don't know. Have we had a 5-man team start? I think we had one.
One or two.
Yeah, not many.
I know I saw some talk from less than 5 teams that were thinking about doing it, but I never heard what happened or if they ever actually tried it.
Yes. So we'll have to see. But again, you know, if you've got any thoughts or have tried it, let us know. We're curious as to how that's going. Which reminds us, we need to have a talk about our 4-man team. We need to get back to that. Life is crazy. Yeah. Life is crazy. So we might need to hit the boys up and be like, hey, you know,
are
we should.
We're doing this.
What's going on? Yeah, exactly. Now there was a very good Nilfist. Yes, Nilfist. It's like a metal band. That's us. So good. Now there was something, Azzy. You did ask a really good question, Azzy, and I completely mentally, probably because I feel like forgot about to mention about this, but. Being, you know, Azzy's known for two things. One is his Azzy's pun. We always appreciate that. And the second one, of course, is about specs. You know, he's the man to go to if you've got a question about can you change specs. Okay? So he wanted to know, can we still change specs in Shadowlands? And I have to say, on both the Undead Warlock and the Night Elf Hunter that I played, you do not get a spec until level 10. There is no spec.
So
at level 10, hang on, at level 10, you are then, well, for the Night Elf, I was basically handed to go with a quest to go choose a spec, which I did not do. I can't get rid of the damn bloody gnome that keeps following me around wanting to give me the damn quest. So it comes up as a little buff thing, and I cannot get rid of him for the life of me. On my Undead Warlock, no problem. I haven't picked anything. So she is specless. She will continue to be specless for the moment. So we're kind of going,
they're phasing in the new stuff on the Alliance side first, and then they're gonna slowly shift it over to the Horde. Maybe the Alliance stuff that's done further.
Yeah, also it feels very much like vanilla to a degree. So we will see how that plays out. But at the moment, from 1 to 10, there was no spec. It was great. Actually, on the Hunter, I was getting stuff that I was like, I have not seen wing clip. I have not. What else did I get? I didn't get concussive shot. I got like wing clip and something else. So I was like, what the hell am I doing with this? I haven't seen this spell in like, you know, 10 years. It was very,
so
very
a lot
interesting.
Of stuff back that they pruned out.
So we'll see. Again, guys, we are two
very
weeks
early.
Into an alpha. Things very likely could change, but at the moment we will see. So
we'll get back to you on that one.
We'll
we
get
don't
back
know yet.
Yeah,
depends on how things we'll go.
But so thank you, Azzy. Good question. Okay. Here we go. Challenge of the tip of the week. Nisi, was this one yours?
Yes.
Oh, good, because I was like,
shove one in there.
Thank you, because I was like, did I write that? I don't remember right now. Anyway, go for it. What's your challenge and tip of the week,
okay.
Please?
So, you know, we've been saying a lot of the same sort of things, and this one hasn't been brought up a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that I do because, you know, when you use a bag mod like I do that makes all of your bags one bag, it takes up a good portion of your screen, so you don't really see what's going on when you're digging through your bag. So to make life easier and safer and more challenger friendly, you might want to put items that you use a lot on your bar. So that way you're not digging through your bag. Where's my damn Hearthstone? Where's my bandages? Where's this? Where's that? When you're in a panic. So,
yes.
You know, Hearthstone's on my toolbar. Food and drink are on my toolbar. Any mounts that I'm currently using, you know, I think I've got 4 different mount buttons so I can transfer in between them seamlessly. So mm-hmm. I'm not in the mount page. Bandages, if you have any in your bag that you bought, might be a good spot to find on the side somewhere out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your goblin gliders that you might need in a panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kinds of things that you, your utilities, shall we say, that you're going to use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Might be good on your bar somewhere, tucked in a corner where you can get to them quickly, you know.
Yes.
In a hurry.
Nothing safely. Like falling to your death and trying to figure out where did you put your goblin glider, in which bag and which corner of the bag.
What key did I bind it to? You know, if it's on your toolbar right there in front of
mm-hmm.
you.
It's like,
oh, there it is.
Exactly. So, and the other thing that I'll add to that is I do the same thing for every single challenge turn. So if I've got the goblin glider in on that position for a key on my screen, as well as a key binding to my mouse, every single turn has exactly that same one. Because that way, if I need to go my oh shit button, hit it, it's going to do the same thing right across every turn. Okay? So that's always a good way. Instead of going, ow! What button am I pressing for this turn? If you keep it simple, make it so that if you've only got to hit that one button each time you go, ah, then you'll remember which button it is, so to speak. Alrighty. Now, was there anything else? I think we've got, now, root of 5, 3 of 5, it didn't show either. Okay, so we had some team stuff that didn't go up. Teams, all right, so your iron team with Winamina against all odds seem to have disappeared. Should be level 30 plus. Okay, that's interesting to know. Do we know if Ominia knows about that one?
Yeah, if he doesn't know, then we can poke him about it to try to track down what's
yep.
going on.
Okay, and Taco, yours, all 3 with 5, didn't you? I thought it was very strange. I didn't want to say Taco. I was like, maybe Taco and 5 are having a bit of a chill on the team. So I wasn't like going to call you out and be like,
like
where are you guys? Yes.
Yeah.
Teams
it
has been a bit of a mess.
Many teams this week, so.
Hence why Alminia is doing work on sorting all of that. So that's it. But played last week too and weren't on the list. Yes, everything, we know, we understand, everything is wonky. If you let us know ahead of time, especially before the show, let me know. I'm quite happy to add this stuff in to my show notes if it's not showing there, because we do know there's hiccups with all the way things are. But Taco, I take it you and 5 are going well. Rud, I'm taking you and Winima are doing well. So, yay. Go team, guys. That's awesome. Yeah. And hopefully we will get that. But we'll make mention to Ominia about that issue. Other than that, played yesterday. Okay, going well. All right. We will definitely have a chat to him about that. Thank you. And again, you know, just give us the information if things are hicking.
If it gets to be a week and you haven't heard anything back either way, or it still doesn't look right, let us know again and we'll remind Ominia. Maybe he got busy or tied up and didn't get the chance to look at it yet.
Yeah.
It's happened. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Okay. Well, I think this was supposed to be a short show. Oh, Lita, really? Well, it's not that short. It's not that short. Okay, all right. Can you do the thank yous for me, please, Nisi?
Sure. All right, we'd like to thank our Iron Elite supporters that help keep the lights on and this show on the road. We thank you so much. Without you, we would not be able to do this. So thank you to Aleandris, Xylin, Awesome Trousers, Baz, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave, the Hunter, Executes, LB, Bear, Frasley Sparkspan, Gazdin, Grand Nagus, K-Vamp, Chris W, The San, Martin, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Nisi O Canada, Return of the Mac, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tuli Bardine, Alminia, Winmima, Zaya, and Zortz.
Thank you so much, guys. Again, you know, we do truly appreciate it. As we've seen, Zortz, like 2 years. What? Dude, again, huge thank you. Chris is at 20 months. Thank you. Crash Landing's at 19 months. Like, you guys, seriously, crazy good. We love you and heart you lots and lots and lots. And again, Mrs. Charming, thank you so much for the bits. That was super sweet. Thank you. Heart you as well. But thank you very much. It is truly appreciated. All right. Now, the other thing that I want to do, which is makes my life so much easier. These wonderful people. This person is one of these wonderful people. So to the awesome mods that we have that help us and make Stir, Stone, and my life so much more easier. Thank you for all that you do. These people, amazing. So thank you, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaire, and Zortz. Honestly, the work that you do behind the scenes, the work that you do for the modding, the forums, websites, all the things, it is muchly appreciated. So heart you all very much. Now, again, a huge thank you to Alminia and all the things that he does. We keep him very busy. He's very busy. And again, seriously, dude, we truly appreciate all your help and everything that you do. So, Alminia, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, to everyone here in the chat room, over, that's where I'm pointing because that's where it is over there. Thank you guys for hanging out again, for those that come every week, those that are listening on the podcast. Thank you, because without you guys, I wouldn't be here doing this. Nisi wouldn't be, we wouldn't be doing this. So for everyone supporting the challenges, thank you very, very much. Now, I will be back next week, Saturday, April 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Where you can find us, though, for all of the bits and pieces, the information, please pop over to the wowchallenges.com website. You can find our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all of the stuff's over there. So please check that out if you want to come join the community and all of that fun stuff. Come on over. Definitely. For those listening and would like to download the episode, you can pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And for anyone who wants to contact the show, please send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right, Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, you can find me in the Wow Challenges Discord. I'm just Nisi over there. You can find me on Twitter at NisiBGN, and I also stream a couple of days a week. You can find me on Twitch as NisiBGN there as well.
Seriously, you guys are so amazing. Look at that. Chris and Mrs. Charming, thank you so much for the wonderful bits. Guy, you beautiful ladies, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you very much. Okay, now, where you can find me if you want to talk about challenge tunes or, you know, coffee or baking. Please follow me on Twitter. That's pretty, there's a lot of other things too, but that's the majority of stuff. At Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And, of course, you can listen to Stone and me prattle on about stuff on Adventures in Azeroth, which we just did episode 96 yesterday. So yay. Should be out soon, if not, yeah, Completely hilarious.
Not Bobotherstone.
Anyway, we may have been done our last. Where in the world of Warcraft are we? I'm not sure, but if you've got any thoughts when you see the photo, please tweet back your response to that, because otherwise, that'll probably be the last one we do. God, we have. Oh, Stone and I get up to trouble every now and again, and that was good fun. So, yes. Okay. Other than that, let's say our final thank yous. Niecy, can you do that, please?
Yeah, sure. So these two people are very important to us. We would like to extend a very big thank you to Mark Conan for making our iconic intro that just screams WoW Challenges. You can find him on Twitter at MarkConanWoW. And we also need to extend a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for doing our outro. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
And again, thank you guys. They've been wonderful friends, and truly appreciate what they've done. So show them some love. Go follow them if you're over on Twitter, which would be awesome. Mrs. Charming, you're right. I did get the giggles. Yes, there was lots of leader giggles. It was completely hilarious on Ventures in Azeroth this week. So nearly lost it. I nearly could not talk. That's how bad the
giggles. Watch this now.
Yeah.
I missed it last night.
Anyway, it was good fun. Okay, so that's it. That's the show, guys. Thank you very much. Again, commiserations to all those that we lost this week. It was a bit of a rough week. For those of you still out there, still leveling, best of luck with your new tunes, your current tunes. Good luck. Enjoy your wins of wisdom buff. We will let you know on the rep buff as soon as we're able to have a look at it. And have a great week. Please stay safe. Stay home. If you don't need to go out, please stay home. Protect yourself, and also protect those that have to go and do their jobs. So please keep that in mind too. Have a great week. Stay safe. We will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.